From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
America back to work after the long weekend?
Yeah, I want to shift the focus this morning. I want us to go a bit more global. There's lots of big tectonic shifts going on in global markets at the moment. I'm not talking about the Apple launch because I just haven't got time, and I'm not that well equipped to talk about that anyway. But, you know, while we here in New Zealand, we bob around on the fringes of these global developments, but we're not immune from the fallout from the long-term impact. So, yeah, firstly, ever since Jerome Powell gave a speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium, there's been even more focus, even more heightened sensitivity around data releases, particularly employment data. And the sort of thing, Mike, is this is one the thing I wanted to talk about, is we're back in this sort of weird space where bad news is actually good news. So we need to see demand moderating. We need to see the stresses in the labour market easing. We need to sort of quell the requirement for central banks to tighten monetary policy. And so this comes down to looking at the data. So the US, they had the long weekend. They all had their 3 days off and all came chirpy and happy back into the office, straight back into potentially market-moving data. So this was the purchasing manager indices. So yeah, you actually had two of them, S&P Global, but this is the more important Institute of Supply Managers. This is a major report that canvasses US purchasing and supply executives. It's an absolute treasure trove of information if you read the comments supplied, but you've actually got to read the stuff, Mike. Now, the context here, Mike, I monitor a lot of second-tier US economic data. My impression has been that the US economy is showing signs of slowing, signs of cooling down. Bad news is good news. But the ISM PMI index, it came in stronger than expected. So it edged higher for the second consecutive month, actually, and that's after 3 months of declines. And that's why US markets fell on Tuesday night. However, they've swung around overnight, Mike, because we've now got concerns around China and Chinese demand. And have a look at oil. $88 is the big figure now. It's the lowest we've seen it since January, Mike. That's actually at pre-Ukraine levels. And what did the Chinese data tell us? Well, trade data, outbound shipments, growth slowing there in terms of their exports, indicative of slowing, softening global growth. So and what happens then? You've got the US share market going up. It's a topsy-turvy world, Mike. It really is.
That is the truth. And where does the USD come into that? I note the pound is the lowest level since 85.
This is a big global thing that we just can't ignore. US dollar strength starting to become very pronounced, pretty notable. We tend to focus on the New Zealand dollar, but you know the New Zealand dollar gets caught up in these bigger global trends. It tends to overwhelm the domestic pressures and influences. And I always say big dollar beats little dollar all the time. US dollar strength. So this is most evident, yeah, you're right, in the Japanese yen, the Great British pound, to a lesser degree, but also very notable against the euro, against the Chinese renminbi. Some of this is due to a perception around interest rate differentials and the speed and the degree of resolve of the central bankers. So if you look at the numbers, US dollar versus Japanese yen, it's now at 100. One US dollar now buys you 144 Japanese yen. Haven't seen that since 1998, multi-decade lows. Against the euro, US dollar now is worth more than 1 euro, stronger since 2002. And again, yeah, the poor old pound. You have to go back to, as you say, to 1985 to see a weaker Great British pound. So there's a few things going on. The US economy looks stronger and their central bank is talking tougher. I mean, just a very sort of quick example, Mike. The US Fed, they've moved their benchmark interest rate sort of to that range of 2.25 to 2.5. Talk about another 75 basis points, take it to 3. Where's the European Central Bank with their official cash rate? It's at blooming zero. They might move it later this week to 0.75. So they're miles behind the Fed. What does it do? Weaker currencies import inflation. The stuff you bring in costs more. So essentially you see these currency movements importing inflation into these other places. The UK's got a current account balance of sort of, I don't know, 8.5% of GDP, I think. I could be wrong there. But what's out, it's the same as ours, Mike. You know, that's where we're going. And current account balance doesn't matter until it does. But big global shifts going on here, Mike. I'm excited.
Good on you. Nice summation. What are the numbers?
It's all good. The Dow Jones up 387 points, 1.25%, 31531. The S&P 500 up 1.8% now, 69 points, 3977. Then the NASDAQ up 1.6%, 11,733. The FTSE 100, 7237. They lost 63 points overnight. The Nikkei lost 196 points, 27430. The ASX 200 quite weak yesterday, 1.4% down. 6729 was the close there. We were also down 0.44%, 51 points, 11,548. They'll turn around today. Kiwi dollar 0.6065 against the US, 0.8969 Aussie, 0.6067 euro, 0.5266 pounds, 87.3 against the Japanese yen. Gold $1,716.30. And as I said, Brent crude $88.38.
See you tomorrow,
way
mate.
Way down.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew Keller, jmiwealth.co.nz.